iTunes International. Virus free.
Around the world and down your street.
4 decades of great music, only on Bondi Tunes International. This is Bondi Tunes Plus.
Hello, everybody. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, and we're playing music from the 40s to the 90s for the next hour. Are you ready? Let's start with the Beach Boys and God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Tunes International, the Plus Show, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Weather report for Sydney, Australia. Sunny and 22 Celsius as we go into winter on this side of the planet. I hope the weather's okay. Where you are, many of you in Europe and North America, you're going into summer. Missing the snow, are you? Nah. Okay, let's go to the 1980s here on Bondi Tunes Plus, and I kind of feel like a bit of a happy talk.
On the sea. dream. How you gonna make a dream come true?
Put together song that is from 1982. It reached number one in the United Kingdom on the 3rd of July, day after my birthday, and I was only 19. Captain Sensible, here on Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Let's go to the 1950s and our mate, Buddy.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work. Boss, I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime
blues. Music from the 1950s, you can take it or leave it. I kind of leave it, but, you know, it's not about me. Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s, I had the pleasure, absolute pleasure, of interviewing Dean Friedman, who had huge hits in the 1970s, and he actually wrote and sung this song called McDonald's Girl, and McDonald's hated it, and so did the BBC. They wouldn't play it because it was to do with a commercial organisation. The BBC don't do ads. Later on, McDonald's, who hated this song, came back and turned it into a TVC, a 30-second commercial. And they took out some stuff like polyester. Yeah, you had to take that out because of, you know, global warming. This is Dean Friedman, McDonald's Girl.
smile of innocence are so tender and warm. I had another, the McDonald's girl. She is an angel in a polyester uniform. I leave from softball practice every night. It's getting dark, but the golden arches light up the way. I turn the corner at the traffic light. I count my money and then I rehearse what I'm gonna say. I'd like an order of fries, a quarter pounder with cheese. I love the light in your eyes. Will you go out with me, please? I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She has a smile of innocence, oh so tender and warm. I am in love with a McDonald's girl. Tough like all the other girls that I know. She don't treat me like a simpleton. She's not afraid to be the only other virgin I know. When my hamburger's cold, I get up ready to go. She's only 15 years old and I'm in love with her soul. I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She has a smile of innocence, oh so tender and warm. I am in love with a McDonald's girl.
Dean Friedman and McDonald's Girl. I'm in love with McDonald's Girl. I was. In fact, you know, I worked at McDonald's in 1980 when I was 18, and they made me a swing manager. And I thought, oh, that's nice. And then I fled to London and then to Tel Aviv in Israel for the next year. And I guess my destiny was not to be a swing manager. But I gotta say, McDonald's was fantastic while I was working in the radio industry, earning no money on the pirate radio stations in Dublin, in Ireland. They paid me, and I did lots of weird stuff, including, I think, I actually was serving at the front counter, and this girl came in with an Australian accent. I said, are you from Australia? And she slapped me, literally slapped me in the face and said, nah, mate, I'm from New Zealand. And I got told. Anyway, music from the 40s to the 90s here on Bond iTunes Plus. And what is not to like about the Andrews Sisters? And Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He was a famous famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da-toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. When he plays reveille, he's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
War was raging all around for the Andrew Sisters back in the 1940s, and boogie woogie bugle boy, lovely song. Bondi Tunes Plus. You know, we've got to play some music from the 90s, and I love this. You know, in the 90s, I spent my time on dance floors in the early 90s, and smoke in the pubs and sticky floors from spilt beer. God, it was good. And this is good too. This is Alexia and Me and You.
One day you came and made me blue. Nobody close to me, just you. You have the power in your eyes. Me and you, today you left me far.
Some nation.
Oh God, I miss the 90s. It was so much fun. That's Alexia and Me and You. And I always find it strange how music changes as a decade changes. Like, it was so different from the 1980s. God, I hated the music from the 1980s. Well, most of it. The 70s were fantastic. And now, what is going on? Will people in 30 years be listening to music from now? You know, when they're all grown up? I live in a very busy place, Bondi Beach in Sydney, here in Australia. And across the, it's full of young people. And they were playing music from, you know, Elton John. They were playing music from the 70s and 80s. And I'm thinking, these kids, they must be in their early 20s, these kids. And they're playing music from three decades ago. It says something, doesn't it? And what's not to like about ELO? ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, when they actually had an orchestra in the background in the 1970s and the 1980s. That's called Calling America. Hello, America. You're back. You haven't had a president for 4 years, but you're back. Used to be a superpower. Bondi Tunes Plus, talking of orchestras, Gilbert O'Sullivan is from Waterford in Ireland and had huge hits in the early 1970s, which I find kind of strange. I met him in Dunleary, which is a satellite city, if you like, from Dublin in Ireland, and I said, "Are you Gilbert O'Sullivan?" He said, "Yeah," and then walked away. Thanks, Gilbert. This is a great song from him about a girl called Claire.
As if something somewhere had happened to me, which I couldn't see. And then the moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so, it couldn't be no. I don't care what people say, to me you're more than a child. Oh Claire, 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 if ever a moment so rare was captured for all to compare, that moment is you in all that you do. Marry you, will you marry me? Oh, hooray. Oh, Claire, Claire. Claire, I've told you before, don't you dare get back into bed. Can't you see that it's late? No, you can't have a drink. Oh, all right then, but wait just a bit while I in an effort to babysit. Catch up my breath, what there is left of it. You can be murder at this hour of the day, but in the morning this hour would seem a lifetime.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, of course, a great lad from Ireland, here on Bodhi Tunes. Plus, if you've just joined us, where have you been? It's the bottom of the hour, as a 70s DJ once said. I was never a DJ, and someone said to me last week, you don't sound like a DJ. And I said, that's because I'm not. I'm a newsreader. I've been reading the news. Well, I was for 10 years over in Ireland, but now I'm in Australia. Welcome to the show. We're playing music from the 40s to the 90s, and I thought it's probably time to play the Flamingos, the original version. I only have eyes for you. It's true.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. The moon may be behind.
millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
From Australia, this is Bondi Tunes.
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows write the oldest magic word. I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. Why? The world is saying you were meant for love. Isn't it romantic? Merely to be young on such a night as this. Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you mean that I will fall in love perchance? Isn't it romantic? Do you mean that I will fall in love perchance? Isn't it
Carmen McRae and Isn't It Romantic on Bondi Tunes Plus. Well, it's not so romantic the summer we've had here at this end of the world. It's been La Niña, or as I like to call it, the La Niña Turtles. It's just been raining all summer. I know, I'm from Ireland. I know, spent many summers in Ireland where it just rained all long, all through the summer. Anyway, we've had the same with summer here, and now we're going into winter very shortly, and it's still raining. It's still raining. How about a bit of Sandy Shaw? And, you know, I love this song from the 1960s. Of course, she was huge in the 1960s, but this was actually my favourite song from hers. It's called Message Understood on Bondi Tunes.
Came around and I knew that those things were Someone new. But if that's how things must be, what can I say? What can I do?
We get the message, Sandy Shaw. Message understood from 1965 here on Bondi Tunes Plus. Let's move to the 80s and the Bangles. In 1987, they had many, many hits. What was that one about camels? Walk like an Egyptian. And Eternal Flame.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you are sleeping. You belong with me.
Yeah, I'll be totally honest. I had pictures of Susanna Hoffs on my wall in my bedroom. Of course, she was the lead singer of the Bangles, and that was Eternal Flame from 1987. Bondi Tunes Plus plays music from the 40s to the 90s. I was a big fan of ABBA back in the 1970s. Were you? I mean, really? They did okay for themselves. Then it all went a bit weird, didn't it, by 1980. By 1981, they sang this song. They wrote and sang this song. It kind of reflected the breakup in both their relationships. And it wasn't good. And it was like wearing their heart on their sleeves. This is called The Day Before You Came.
The station just when it was two. I must have read the morning paper going into town, and having gotten through the editorial, no doubt I must have frowned. I must have made my desk around.
Quarter after 10, I
The Day Before You Came from ABBA in 1981. And, you know, on that same theme, that they really reflected their unhappiness. Both couples were breaking up. And a year before that, they had the song The Winner Takes It All. Go figure. It's really interesting that I think it's a Swedish thing. They just had to tell the world how they were feeling when it came to, you know, the end of their relationships and ultimately the end of their careers as ABBA, although ABBA, the brand, will never go away, that's for sure. This is Bond iTunes Plus. We'll have to go away soon, but not before we play. Well, I love big bands. I love the 1950s. I love Glenn Miller. Pennsylvania 65,000 from Glenn Miller and his band in the 1950s. I don't know about the fact that those beeps at the end sounds like someone's on those push-button phones, but I don't think that they didn't have phones. They had rotary phones back in the 50s. So what's with that already? Bond iTunes Plus, I love this song. It was a one-hit wonder for a band called Cats UK, and it's called Luton Airport, which is probably closed at the moment.
I had to show a bit of leg, cause time was running out, and a geezer stopped and said, "Oh, bitch!" to Lou Echo. I checked into the hotel, it must have been full star. All those dolly geezers in white suits licking round the bar. I settled in quite nicely, the sun was really strong. And there they were all pulling furs and I thought it won't be long. And sure enough he turns up, thinking he's got skiff. You won't believe it, he's the bloke who offered me a lift to Lou Echo.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Bondi Tunes Plus. My name's Henry. I live on a very wet and windy Bondi Beach. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Henry O'Donovan.